It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions.
Woo!
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show. Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Okay, yeah, this is the Chris Van Vliet Show. And as Justin Roberts so eloquently announced there in the introduction, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am Chris Van Vliet. It gets me so excited every time I hear Justin Roberts announcing my name. I mean, he's announced everybody's name from WWE to AEW. And this Saturday, All Out Chicago, he's going to be announcing a whole bunch more names. Whose name do you think he'll be announcing at the end of the night as the first ever AEW champion? I don't know. I don't know if I had to put my money on it. I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm very interested to see who walks out of Chicago as the champion and then who walks into TNT October 2nd, TNT as the first ever champion. It won't be Sammy Guevara. He's not even at this point on the card at All Out, but I think he will be there. Okay, I'm not going to lie. He told me he's going to be there. I don't know what he's going to be doing there, so I guess we'll see what happens there. But this is a great chat with Sammy Guevara. It's a bit of a cross promotion. If you weren't aware or aren't aware, Sammy has a fantastic vlog on YouTube. And I made a little appearance on his vlog this weekend in Houston. He is, of course, did this interview with me, which is on my YouTube channel. And of course, you're listening to it right now in the podcast version. It's a great, great chat. And yes, of course, we find out everything there is to know about the panda. I know a lot of you wanted to know why is he so obsessed with pandas. There's actually a really good reason. It's not just like, hey, pandas are cool. There's actually a really good reason. Thank you guys for leaving these 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. You've really, really been helping out the show by leaving those. Please keep them coming, and I will keep shouting you out, making you the fan of the show every single time. Like, this is an interesting username. Secret Biblical Potty Mouth. Secret Biblical Potty Mouth. Thanks for leaving a 5-star review. Peanut Butter is the Cure is the title of this one. I'd give it a 7.5-star rating if I could, but this isn't the Tokyo Dome and I'm not Meltzer. This podcast makes listening to great interviews easy access for when you're on the go. So thank you for making my life easier and more enjoyable with everything you do. Well, wow. Secret Biblical Potty Mouth. Thank you very much for the review. And thank you for making my life easier by leaving these reviews. And for everyone that's listening, you want to be shouted out on the show? Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's that simple. Thank you, of course, for Green Roads for sponsoring the show. There's a big shout out. They're awesome. And if you haven't tried CBD products and you're thinking about it, Green Roads is the only way to go. And I get it. You've seen CBD products everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. But you should know that not all CBD products are created equal. And I was like super skeptical before I gave it a try. And then I tried Green Roads. And with this firsthand experience, all my misconceptions changed really fast. It helps a ton with pain and recovery, a lot with anxiety and calming my mind. I take the CBD oil, a couple drops under your tongue, the Relax gummies, the muscle and joint cream. It's all great stuff. There's even a really good CBD tea. And Green Roads is the real deal. They're the best company because they're founded by pharmacists and they're dedicated to making the lives of people who take it better. Use my code Chris15 to get 15% off your order at greenroadsworld.com. That's Chris15 for 15% off at greenroadsworld.com. The CVV show also brought to you into your ears by the Pro Podcasting Pack from Samson Technologies. They make us sound great because that's obviously the most important part about a podcast. You have to sound good. You can't sound like this.
Like, this is what a lot of podcasts sound like. They're like, hey, everybody, thanks for joining us.
We don't sound like that. Go to samsontech.com. You can check out their full lineup. So I was in Houston this past weekend. My dad and I have this awesome tradition that I love. Every single year, we visit a new Major League Baseball stadium. This is our 21st stadium here in Houston, Minute Maid Park. We saw the Astros and the Angels on Saturday night. And as soon as I landed, Sammy came over to the hotel. We did this interview. He shot a little bit of stuff for his vlog. It was awesome stuff. He talks about how he got signed to AEW, why he calls himself the best ever. And I said, well, what about Bret Hart calling himself the best there is, best there was, best there will be? What about CM Punk calling himself the best in the world? What about Chris Jericho? Best in the world, what he does, what I do. You know what I'm talking about. So we got down to the bottom of that. Yes, we talked about the pandas. We talked about the gifts that you guys send him. It's a really interesting chat. And if you aren't familiar with Sammy Guevara on a really personal level, or maybe you've only seen you know, a couple of his matches on AEW, you're really going to enjoy this. And I know you're going to like Sammy even more after this. So please enjoy it. It's the best ever. That's what he calls himself. Sammy Guevara. Whose video do you think will be uploaded first?
Yours.
Okay.
After our conversation from a second ago, 8 a.m. or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm on East Coast time. You're
so it's
Central
like 9
time
for me, but yeah. Mine will probably be up at 12. But now I kind of want to rush mine and get mine up before you. So we'll see.
This is a first for me. I mean, I was very, very briefly on Ethan Page's vlog for like 5 seconds.
And now you're in the best vlogger's vlog.
So we got a camera over there. Got a camera over there, and of course, you know, my camera's right here.
Three cameras.
Wow, a three-camera shoot.
Oh, my God. Very millennial,
like,
right?
And we're in a hotel room. It's like we're shooting porn or something.
Dude, if I could have brought my lights, it could have been really official.
I think we've, that's a lot. I flew in here to Houston. I'm here for like 24 hours. The fact that you don't have an indie booking... and you had time to do this was awesome. So thank you.
No problem, man. My schedule is getting lighter and lighter. Next month, I think I only got like 1 or 2 bookings before TV.
Is this good or bad?
I mean, my body is good. I get to heal up. But man, I'm watching all these other people do these crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting antsy.
Yeah, you know, like everyone else is like, I want as many indie bookings up until October 1st.
That's wild to me. Like all these guys still going crazy, still doing all this craziness. I'm like, yo, we have TV soon. Like, y'all gonna get hurt or?
Yeah, yeah.
Hats off to them.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've been doing this like 9 years, and that's just professionally.
Yeah.
That's not counting like backyard stuff. And in my backyard, man, I used to do a lot of dumb stuff. So I've taken more bumps than I should. So
I was also a backyard wrestler.
I feel like everybody was.
Right? Yeah. If you're a wrestling fan, even if you didn't have a backyard wrestling league, you probably were, you know.
Did you have a name? Backyard Wrestling League, like what?
Chris Sharp.
Okay. Yeah. My company okay. was Wrestling Gone Extreme, WGX, and I was zero.
Zero?
Because I'm ahead of number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the only time, though, you've wrestled under a different name other than your own.
Pretty much, yeah. Sammy Guevara always. Luckily, always, even at Lucha Underground, got to keep my name.
And that's very rare there. Mm-hmm.
That was because that was all like super last minute stuff. Because I was signed with Aero Lucha at the time, and Lucha Underground didn't want me. They were like, oh, well, we want first rights, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ah, damn. But I was still like hopeful in my mind. I'm like, it's still in 2 weeks. Maybe it'll happen. A night before they start taping or whatever, like 10 p.m., they were like, can you be on a flight at 6 a.m. tomorrow?
Wow.
And so since it was super last minute, of course, I'm like, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
So I get on the flight. I get over there, and then... they're like, okay, so what do you want your name to be? I'm like, well, all my gear says Sammy Guevara. So they're like, well, we guess you're Sammy Guevara. I'm like, cool. So it just worked out.
What are you doing if you're not taking a lot of indie bookings? What do you do with your time?
I mean, I do these vlogs.
Yeah, of course.
I have my merchandise like you're wearing right here. SammyGuevara.com, baby.
If you watch the vlog, you'll see why I'm wearing this.
That's right. His other shirt, it looked horrible, but now you're on fire right
well,
now.
Well, you know, we're early on in the interview, so I'll say this now. The link below for Sammy's vlog will be down below. I'll put it in the pinned comment, and you can subscribe to Sammy and see why he has... one of the best wrestling vlogs online.
That's right. Number one, even if not everybody realizes it yet, it's really number one.
You put a lot of work into
it. I do.
You do.
Like right now, I got 2 cameras rolling. That's very extra. And they're not like just my phone. It's fucking $1,500 camera over there.
Yeah, you got a GoPro over here.
I got a drone. Like I put in a lot of effort because like I may not have the name, like a big name right now yet. Yeah. That's right. But I was like, okay, I can still excel where other people are not and try to have the best quality content out there.
Now, did you always have an interest in film or creating content?
No,
really.
As I've been wrestling, like, and then started making these videos, I actually fell in love with it. Like, I love to edit them. So even if I have a tough weekend ahead or I just had a tough weekend, I'll be like, man, this weekend was awful. Like, oh, this, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to retire. And then I'll watch it back, edit it, and then I'll make some dope video, and I'll be like, you know, this wasn't that bad. So it's kind of therapeutic in a way.
But Ethan Page was saying the reason he started making vlogs is so that he would have something to show his kid when she grew up. For you, is it just like what was the what made you start this?
Okay, so like originally, like a lot of promoters in the Texas scene, they would never give you your matches. And so like, you know, or if they do, it takes a year. And I kind of understood in this social media age that you need content out there for people to see you. Like, you're not going to be seen just in your city being a local town hero. You know, you got to be seen all over the world.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. So I started bringing my camera to shows and just getting anyone to record my match, and I'd upload that.
So you'd like ask a random fan?
Yeah, I've asked many random fans, man. I've only had my camera stolen one time. And that wasn't even a fan. That was in Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like the airport security stole it. I put it in my bag. And then when I got my bag from the U.S. Customs, there was no camera in the bag. Yeah. But I have the best, in my opinion, I have really some of the best fans, the Panda fam. Because I put that in the video. And I was like, man, someone stole my camera. Not trying to get someone to send me a camera. I was just kind of telling what happened. I'm like, man, someone stole my camera. This sucks, but it is what it is. And then someone contacted me and was like, man, this sucks. And I know, I see you're trying to chase your dream. I want to not only get you a better, not only get you a camera, but get you a better camera.
Wow.
And they got me like my first Canon T3i at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was wild. And if you watch my videos, you'll see like I get gifts all the time and stuff.
Yeah, your fans send you gifts all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I have never received a gift ever.
Man, you got that YouTube plaque though, so...
Yeah, that's, YouTube that's kind of sent me the plaque.
YouTube ain't sent me nothing.
Well, not yet. I mean, after all, you know, these people are going to subscribe now.
Yes, guys, please.
Yeah, they will. But I've never had anyone send me anything.
Really?
What's the wildest thing you've been sent?
I got sent a bag of dicks, like gummy bear dicks. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you clarified they were gummy bears.
Yeah, I was like, let me fix this. I ate them, though. You know.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Were they good?
Dude, they're all right. What else? Like, so that was probably the strangest.
Yeah, that's pretty
coolest
strange.
Was someone sent me a PS4.
What?
Yeah. And like
you know, a lot of people are watching this. How do I just say to people like, hey, everybody?
I just have a P.O. box. It's like you can send me whatever. Hate mail, fan mail, gifts.
Yeah.
It's up to you and your wallet. You know, whatever you can do, it's appreciated always. I laugh at the, like, if I get hate mail, it shit's funny. So send me whatever.
Yeah. Well, but how could someone hate on you?
Man, I don't know. That's the internet, man. Look at my comments. It's there's a lot of hate out there, but
I guess maybe they're like a really big Brandon Cutler mark.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
No,
good for him, man. He's finally got two contracts, you know. I mean, if only I had best friends like that, though. You know, whatever, dude.
I think everybody needs to know and wants to know about the Panda.
Oh yeah.
I know you've clarified it
many
before.
Many times, but it's okay. I gotta clarify here. A lot of people watching right now. It's because I kill pandas. Nah, it's my favorite animal. And so I just kind of incorporate things that I like into my wrestling. Like my old theme song, I Am Jesus, is from one of my favorite movies, which is Get 'Em to the Greek.
There
was a lot of fake songs or whatever they made for that movie, and I Am Jesus is one of them. And I was like, yo, I want this to be my theme song.
Yeah.
And so I'd come out to Triple Mania with that song. And yeah. So and like Dragon Ball Z, like I incorporate, this is a Majin Buu with Panda Buu right there.
Okay, bro. That was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I don't think mine really showed up like yours.
For anybody who's listening to this on the podcast version, like, what are those guys doing right there?
We're flexing.
Yeah. You'll have to watch the video to see that.
Yeah.
So... you like pandas. You started putting on your gear, and that's it?
Everything I do, I try to incorporate a little piece of me in what I do, so it's all authentic. It's all really me.
Have you actually ever held a panda?
No. I want to get booked in Japan. Not Japan. China. I want to get booked in China just for that.
Well, now you're putting it out into the world.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, OWE or whoever?
I'm sure someone in China is watching this.
I really want to hold a panda. If I can come out to a panda in the ring one day, I'll retire the next day. Like, there's no better than that.
Of all the animals in the animal kingdom, why the panda?
I mean, they're chill, right? Like, mm-hmm. they eat bamboo, they're just chilling, but they're a bear. So you go mess with it, it's going to kill you. And I feel like that's me. I'm a chill dude, but, you know, get in the ring with me. I'm not a chill dude no more.
Oh, you know? Yeah. So. Well, koalas have those similar qualities.
Nah. It's a panda. That's where it's at.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people, like, for the first time saw you at Double or Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what's going on here? Yeah. It wasn't really explained.
Nope, 100% not. I think one of the commentators said I went to the zoo and killed a panda. I think that's what I heard. Yeah.
Well.
But what really happened was it was like 2 weeks before it, and I was like, man, I need something different. Like, I don't want to just come out just as this unknown guy. Like, yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of cool shit when I get in the ring, but everybody's going to do cool stuff when they get in the ring. It's like, I need something different.
Yeah.
And so it popped into my head like 2 weeks before, and I'm like, oh, man, it'd be so cool to come out wearing the panda. And so I like went online. I found this lady who custom makes it all. But, bro, how much you think that thing costs?
Okay, bring it out here because okay. I know you got it okay. here. Okay, hold it. I'll hold it. Okay. I'll double fist with the mics here there for a second. Go. All right.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God. I get to wear it?
Yeah, for sure.
Ah!
Boom.
Okay. Wow. Okay, but I got to stick the tongue out, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so looking at that, man.
That's pretty badass.
Wow. It's got the fangs, all that.
This is great.
Yeah.
How do you travel with this thing?
Honestly, I've only really brought it with me, I think, just to Double or Nothing. I haven't
brought it. Well, you're going to be bringing it every week.
Maybe, because... I was so scared of breaking. I was like, I need to just wear it once and not break it. I was scared I was going to break these teeth off. Oh, so I took everything out of my backpack and just brought it as a carry-on.
Okay, hold it for a second so okay. we can look at it.
Okay.
Although it's very cool. Man! Okay. So you had this custom-made. First of all, what custom-made. Do you Google to have someone make this?
Like a bear head or something, like bear mask. I don't know what I found a lot of bears. See, that's what I found, like, grizzly bear ones
sure,
like this.
Yeah.
But I didn't find no panda bear. And I was like, let me contact the lady that makes the grizzly bear one, see if she can make a panda bear one.
And she's like, sure, no problem?
Yeah, but the problem was is because I gave her 2 weeks notice. I was like, I need to wear it by this day.
Okay.
Yeah, so how much do you think this would be?
Okay, I mean, it's very well made.
Yeah.
It looks very realistic. I don't know, like $600 maybe?
$600, man. Nah. Try $2,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I mean, people are still talking about it. I got a shirt made of it now.
Yeah?
I mean...
It's your promo picture.
Exactly.
Yeah?
People are still talking about it.
It's shedding everywhere.
Yeah. I was supposed to bring the brush. I didn't.
There's a brush for the panda.
There's like a specific little brush for it.
Wow. It looks badass. Like, it looks mean. Like, mm-hmm. the eyes are like... Yeah, we'll put it on for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll hold this. Because I can't be the only one wearing it. Okay.
Man, you should just wear it for the rest of the interview.
Okay, you can do that.
No, you.
Me?
Yeah, you can, not me. Yeah, something like that.
It looks way better on you.
Well, I'm not going to deny that. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're the best ever.
That's me.
Yeah. Have you always been the best ever?
Yeah, pretty much. I got a lot of heat in my early days.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
But
probably still getting heat.
Oh, always. But, like, it was really bad.
Oh, yeah. Broke your hat here.
Broke my hat, man.
Jeez.
I wear this thing everywhere. But, yeah, no, like, from day one when I walked in, I was always like, I'm the best ever. You know, because in wrestling, you can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be a clown. I don't want to be a USA guy. Because that was what someone pitched for me. They're like, you need to be USA guy. I'm like, that's so corny. I'm just going to be me.
Also, that gimmick's been done
a billion times.
So much. Yeah.
Not that the best ever really hasn't, but I don't feel like nobody does it like me. And so, yeah, I was like, I'm just the best. And even if I wasn't, I honestly believe I was.
When people say, well, why are you the best?
Man, like, here's the thing. No one can talk like me. No one can do what I do in the ring like me. I can pretty much do it all. Like, I could do your job if I wanted. I could do it all.
Wow.
I could do JR's job if I wanted.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying, anything I put my mind to, I feel like I'm going to be the best at it. So, like, these vlogs, for instance, right? I was like, man, I may not have the most subs, but I'm going to have the best quality out there, and I feel like right now I do.
You really do.
Yeah. See, yeah. And you're saying that. I'm just reaffirming that. But if that's the right wording, man. But is that the right word?
I don't know. I also can't tell if this is a gimmick or not.
It's really not.
Like I firmly believe that any human is capable of accomplishing anything.
Yeah.
Like I'm a firm believer in that. Like I think that bigger, faster, stronger are things that you can't really work on, mm-hmm. but mindset's something like you can, if you want to set out to do something, you absolutely can. And you're living proof of that.
100%, man. And like, that's another thing. I would just put it out there. Even if I really wasn't the best, I was like, I'm gonna just put it out there and keep working towards it until I become the best. And I feel like I'm one of the best. And then October 2nd, when I face Cody on TNT, I'm going to prove it.
I always say vague goals get vague results.
Yeah, I like that.
So, you know, what kind of specific goals do you have within the wrestling world?
Wrestling world, I'm going to become a world champion, that's for sure. That's a nice little belt AEW has right now.
Yeah.
So I plan on getting that. Just being the man, you know? I know that sounds vague, but being free, basically, that's what I want. Is more than everything, I want to get it just so big, I can just do whatever I want.
Well, I mean, you kind of have that freedom now, don't you?
I mean, I'm doing whatever I want, make no mistake, but I still got to answer to some bosses.
Sure.
My goal is to become the world champ, grow so big, I'm my own boss. Yeah.
Is there someone in the wrestling world who you look up to?
Growing up, it was Rey Mysterio, and I got to wrestle him 2 times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so... For me, because growing up, everyone was like, you can't do this, like, you're too small. And then, like, so when I started watching wrestling, it was like 2005 or 6 or whatever. And then 10 years later, in 2016, I wrestled Rey Mysterio. And, like, so I was like, no one can tell me anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just proved I wrestled the dude, my idol, basically, yeah. Rey. And so I feel like there's nothing nobody can't do. If you told me you wanted to be a world champion, as even if I'm like, that's like, good luck, buddy. I can't tell you can't, because anything's possible.
I firmly believe mm-hmm. that anything is possible.
Yeah.
You're also making a lot of firsts in AEW.
That's right.
First ever singles match.
Yeah.
First ever announced television match.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. When did you find out about that one?
When you guys all found out.
No way. Are yeah. you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know Cody it. Didn't reach out to you and go, hey, man, it's going to be me and you?
Honestly, I don't think he did. I don't think so. But I that's cool. You know, that's one thing about me. I don't want to know anything ahead of time, because then I'm just going to end up saying it. I like being surprised as everybody else.
Yeah.
So when I woke up in the morning and saw that, I was like, okay, cool. This is wild. To be the first AEW one-on-one match, now the first one on TV, like.
Yeah.
Like, but am I dreaming? Like, pinch me, you know I'll what I'm saying?
You.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you go.
Like,
wow, it's like touching a rock.
Okay.
I think, unfortunately, though, and, you know, with great respect to you, I think a lot of people are writing you off in that match with Cody.
But it's fine, because my whole career, that's what it's been. At Double or Nothing, they were writing me and Kip off. They're like, who the fuck? Who are these guys? And I felt like I definitely showed out that night. I didn't get the W.
You guys both showed out yeah. so much that I think people went, oh, I think I need to buy this thing now.
Yeah.
Which was so great, because you guys ended the buy-in, mm-hmm. and the people went, okay.
Yeah.
If it's going to be like that the whole show.
But see, the thing is you really got the real main event right there. So if you bought the rest of the show, I mean, I mean it's cool you bought it, you support AEW, but if you're looking for something better, you wasted your money, because there ain't nothing better than Sammy Guevara.
So if you look at, if you want to be a world champion in AEW, mm-hmm. who do you think you would rather face, Hangman or Jericho?
Man, I mean, that's a good question.
We try to do here.
I mean, the little kid me is gonna pick Jericho, of course. You know, I grew up watching him. He says he's like the best in the world or whatever it is, and I'm the best ever, so there's money right there. But if it's Hangman, I don't care who it is, really. They're just a body. Sammy Guevara is the name, and so it could be anybody holding this strap. It's just a body in the way, and it's got to get got.
So you got the best ever. You got the best there is, the best there was, the best ever will be.
Yeah, yeah,
you
some
got the,
guy.
You got the best in the world at what I do.
Yeah.
And then you got the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you different from, we just named Bret Hart, we named Chris Jericho, and we named
Sam Punk. That their names?
That's their names.
I was confused. what makes me different?
There can't be four best is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. So this is, I'm glad you said that, because this goes to this point that I wanted to make, is there's a lot of guys that claim that they're the best. There's a lot of guys that that say they're one of the best wrestlers in the world, or they're the best talkers, but I don't think they actually believe the words they say. I think they're faking it. You know, I think they're really trying to put it out there as if they are that, but they're not. And that's the difference, is they're playing a guy trying to be the best ever. I am the best ever. That's the difference.
And at 26 years old, you're the best ever. And you're only going to get better is what you're thinking.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah,
I still can't tell if this is gimmick
or not. It's really not, man. I'm a really chill guy, but that's one flack I get is because in the ring, I guess, people are like, you're such a bad guy. And then in your vlogs, you're such a baby face. And it's like, man, take it for like UFC, for instance.
Yeah.
DC.
Sure.
Right? He just got knocked out by your buddy.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, but before that, Stipe. He was a monster, right? He was killing him in some rounds. And it's like, what does he do after the fight, though? He's an analyst. He's a commentator. Yes.
Yeah.
He's not that monster no more,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's almost no different. When I'm in the ring, it's all business. Mm-hmm. I'm the best. And whoever's in front of me, it doesn't matter, because I'm going to outperform you. I'm going to outwork you. But out of the ring, hey, man, we don't talk business. We can be chill.
Yeah.
That's what these vlogs, they're out of the ring. Put me in the ring, it's a completely different story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you grew up here in Houston.
Houston.
Trained by Booker T.
Yeah, I was there for a little bit.
Who do you think is the best wrestler to come out of Texas? So obviously some great wrestlers that come out of Texas.
Yeah, wouldn't it be Shawn Michaels?
He came from San Antonio. Steve Austin.
Man, but he's from San Antonio, right, Shawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Shawn for
okay.
Sure.
All right.
But that's then, you know. That's then, but right. At the end of it, it'll be me.
What could I mean? You could say it's you now.
Okay. There we go. He said it for me. Yeah.
Oh man, this is getting good. Good chat with Sammy Guevara. Quick time out here to tell you about MyBookie. And it's a brand new football season. I mean, things are changing up here. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders. We've been watching Hard Knocks. What a great season. Le'Veon Bell is on the Jets. Odell Beckham Jr. is on my team, the Cleveland Browns. And the one thing, though, that hasn't changed this season is where I'm putting my money down on the games. MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. And our Blue Wire podcasters, the network that I'm with, we're using MyBookie.com/BlueWire to sign up this year. MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. Yeah, super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. $100 to win $100,000. That's pretty good. All you got to do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and get your share of this huge cash prize pool. MyBookie has live in-game betting on every single NFL game, and they've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there like me, you can even bet on the over-under of how many fantasy points a player is going to score each game. So visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE when you're creating that account so you can claim that bonus. Bet, win, get paid. So you only train with Booker T for a little bit?
Only a little bit. One of Booker T's things he always says is he gives you the tools, but it's up to you to use them. And so I was there. I kind of saw things. Like a lot of guys are stuck in their ways, and that's not a shot at anybody there. I love everybody there. But it's like I don't want to be the king of my area. I want to be the king of the world. And so I was like, I need to get out of here and try to put these tools into use, and I started traveling the world.
So is Booker T actually in there week in, week out?
This is a long time ago. This is like 9 years ago. Yeah. So he was there quite a few times.
Okay.
But I don't know how it is now. I'm sure he's there more now because he's not on TV as much. So I cannot answer that for you, really. For now. Then he was in a few times.
Well, okay. Yeah. Were there things that he specifically taught you that you still use in the ring now?
Man, there's one thing that I'll remember always.
Okay.
So before I had my first match, he calls me into his office and he's like, hey, kid, you ready for your first match? And I have no idea.
And you're if what, I'm, like 18?
17.
Wow.
Yeah. I've only been training for like 3 months at the time. So I'm one of the fastest guys to have a match.
Wow, yeah.
And he was like, you know, you ready? Maybe I wasn't ready, honestly. But I always believe that you never say no to an opportunity. And so I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm ready. Even though inside I'm like, I don't fucking know. But he told me, he's like, look, just know the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to go out there and mess up. If that's the worst thing that's going to happen to you today,
yeah,
life's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so I kind of keep that mindset, and any opportunity I get, I'm like, okay, this could go horribly. Like at Double or Nothing, you know, what if I would have missed that shooting star off the apron? Woo, that would have sucked, but life would have gone on.
That was filthy, by the way.
It was so far, bro.
Oh, my God.
I was up there, and I was like, I don't know if I can make this. Fuck it.
Yeah. I saw you go up there, and I'm like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. The commentator, he's like, oh, I thought he was going to drop a leg drop.
Yes.
I'm like, nah, bro.
No.
That's the past. That's the future. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was something else. But that's Booker T's advice there. The worst thing that can happen is you mess up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great piece of advice for life.
Oh, and I take it even further. Like, sometimes I'll be really nervous before matches, even if I don't show it. I'll go outside. Most of the time, shows are at night. And I'll just look at the stars and stuff, and I'll be like, man, we're so tiny on Earth.
Wow.
Like,
yeah,
we're so tiny in the universe, yeah, let alone the Earth, let alone whatever city we're in. Someone across the street probably has no idea where there's wrestling going on right now. Like, this moment, even though I'm freaking out about it, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And so it kind of calms me down.
But it's, you know, it's interesting, though, how these little things in our life can feel like such big things. Like, you know, you're obviously super excited and probably feeling all kinds of emotions for October 2nd.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be there October 2nd.
Hell
I'm
yeah,
feeling
man.
All kinds of emotions.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I want to get the W, though. That's one thing. You know, I think a lot of people, like you said, are counting me out in that match. And, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm gonna give it all.
I mean, up until right now, I mean, who knows what's gonna happen at All Out with Sean Spears and Cody, but Cody's undefeated.
Yeah, that's true. So, man.
And wins and losses matter.
That's right. Wins and losses matter. And I lost the first match ever. We don't need to talk about that. Who said that? Me? Oh, okay.
Do you feel like with doing the vlog, with getting your stuff out there to a larger audience on YouTube, it's helped you get more bookings?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah. I was always thinking, I'm like, man, is this going to end up hurting me because, you know, of the fact that people are like, he's a bad guy, but he's such a nice guy on the thing. So I was kind of like, oh, man, is it going to end up hurting me? But I think it really helped me because, you know, I'm promoting these other shows. I'm showing like, hey, if people are buying merch, I'm showing other wrestlers who might watch like, hey, this is a place you want to go to because they're going to buy your merch. So it's like both sides, fans, it's like, oh, this is a killer show. And then wrestlers, it's like, oh, people buy shit.
And people want to be part of the vlog too?
Yeah, that's definitely helped. It's helped me so much. Like, even whenever, like, I was working like a part-time job and then had wrestling on the side, like, I still have it on there. Maybe I should take it off, I don't know. On my website, it's like a support button so people could just give me money, you know. And so I made that kind of a bit in my vlogs, like, so people would give me like hundreds of dollars, and it helped big time, like paying bills and stuff, like help paying my rent.
Wow.
And it's like I wouldn't have got this extra money if I wasn't doing these videos.
Yeah. I feel like even though I might have more subscribers than you,
yeah,
even though I might have that YouTube plaque,
and you do
I do, I feel like, and hopefully your video helps me get more subscribers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure I'll help you get a few.
There's this crazy thing where people will watch these videos, mm-hmm, and then not subscribe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the wildest thing.
I'm not going to call her out right now, but even for like Instagram, for instance, I know a person that will just scroll and like not actually like it, but they'll like laugh at a post and they'll just scroll through. I'm like, they're doing this for likes. Like, come on. You got to support.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like even though I might have more subscribers, I feel like you are more of a YouTuber than I am.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like you're in there. Your videos are edited extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got this little thing that pops up down there when we ask people to subscribe. I mean, that's a little sound effect.
Go subscribe to him.
But that's
right
the
now.
Only like real effect I have.
Right.
You're putting in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you know, adding memes, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I just have fun with it, really.
Putting those memes in, have you had any copyright problems?
Oh, all the time.
Why do you still do it?
Fuck it.
No!
I'm not doing it for money, though. Like, if I get money, that's cool, but I'm really just trying to, like, another reason why I did this is just to help tell my story and then hopefully inspire someone else to go chase their dream, whatever it is, because I'm chasing mine and I want to show people, and I want to show the kids that are like me, that people told them they couldn't do it. I want to show them that, hey, I'm doing it. So can you.
In this process of chasing your dream, who was it that reached out to you about AEW?
Man, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Okay.
So if you can, that's all right. Yeah. But then, like, was it, did they call you? Did they text you?
Okay, yeah, so I was in Japan. I can tell you that story without telling you his name. So the press conference happened, right? And I saw the people that were there, and I was like, damn, I feel like they're going to reach out to me. I feel like it.
But they hadn't at all reached out?
They hadn't yet. Okay. I had one conversation with one of the members of the upper tier guys at a show, and he asked me what I was doing mid-January, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be in Japan. Mid-January is the first press conference. This was back in like October before that.
Yeah.
And so I think he was gonna ask me to be there, but I was in Japan, so then we just dropped it and we started talking about something else. I didn't think about it till later. So I'm in Japan, and that happens. I go to sleep, I wake up in the morning, and I get a DM on Twitter, and it's like, what's your contract status like?
Wow.
And I'm like, so, like, I'm barely waking up. Oh, shit. And it's, like, one of those moments where it's, like, yo, this is really happening right now. Yeah. And I was independent at the time. So, I was, like, I'm free. And so, it's, like, we're talking back and forth. And it's those moments where you're, like, waiting for the response. And you're, like, oh, shit, it's really happened. But is it really happening? I'm waiting. And it's kind of, like, these nerves. It's, like.
And sometimes those responses to get them back take a long
time. That's what I'm saying. So, I'm just in the hotel room. Like, I can't go back to sleep now.
Yes.
Fuck. It's like, fucking 5 a.m.
Yeah. What's so interesting about the, you know, the excitement around AEW and everything that's been going on with it is, this only was launched on January 1st.
Yeah.
Then the press conference was a few weeks later. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the excitement ramped up, like, instantly.
Yeah.
So, like, for you, from the outside looking in and then now being part of it, you know, where's your excitement at?
It's all exciting. You know, this seems like it's a new era in wrestling. Like, this is about to be something huge. And that's what's weird when it was first starting off and people are like, we'll see how they do. It was weird for me on the outside because I'm like, don't y'all see this is going to be huge?
Well, I think, you know, to play devil's advocate here, we've seen other companies come in. You know, from a fan's perspective, Impact, you know, tried to go head-to-head.
Right.
Impact also had a national TV deal when they were TNA. Lucha Underground, very exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they weren't going head-to-head or anything.
Right, right.
Wrestling Society X back in the day. Like, there's been other companies.
But for to devil's advocate on the other side again.
Sure, please.
It's like, but you have some of the top wrestlers in the world backing this company up.
No, I know.
Some of the most popular, like the Young Bucks themselves, transcend so much. They're on freaking Hot Topic, all this. They got Funko Pops. So they're a part of it. Cody's a part of it. Kenny's a part of it. All these guys are a part of it. It's kind of wild. It's like, this is going to be huge.
By no means am I saying it's not.
Nah, fire him right now, Tony, if you're watching. Tony, nah, I'm just kidding. Tony, don't fire him. And don't fire me neither.
No, it's just that, like, this ramped up so quickly, and now all eyes are on October 2nd. Because maybe there have been people that haven't paid for the pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. Maybe there have been people that have just seen some clips on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Right.
October 2nd, it's going to be in a lot of households across America.
Yeah, the Wednesday Night Wars. That's what started.
That's right.
That's wild, man. It's all exciting.
That came out of nowhere, the Wednesday Night Wars.
Right. That made me laugh so much. I'm like, because at Double or Nothing, when Moxley came down and started beating everybody up, maybe it was when he was standing on the chip and it was over with. I was standing next to Kylie Rae, and we're just watching it, and I'm like, isn't this crazy? Like, we're a part of this.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, this is fucking nuts. And it's like, I don't know, man. To be a fan and say I wanted to do this and to be doing it and then to now be in one of the biggest companies right now and they're about to go head-to-head with freaking, you know, WWE, NXT, whatever. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. Another example for nothing's impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
That's right.
Well, speaking of nothing's impossible, what was it that made you take that first step? You wanted to be a wrestler. You loved watching wrestling. But it takes a lot to actually step into a wrestling school and go, all right, I'm going to do it.
Oh, it was never even a question. Like, as soon as I saw it on TV, I'm like, that's what I'm doing when I'm older. And I didn't care about school or nothing. I was always getting in trouble because I was falling asleep in class, and I'd get ISS and detentions. And they'd be like, what are you going to do when you grow up? I'm like, I'm going to be a pro wrestler. And they're like, and at the time, I had super long hair, super skinny, not like I am now. and so
you saw the shot here and saw that the panda's just half in the shot here. Perfect.
It's not gonna work, bro. $2,000 is falling.
Yeah. Oh, it almost broke.
Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna move it, dude. I don't know.
Safe.
Yeah. So I was just like, this is what I'm gonna do. And people tried to get me to understand how impossible it is. If people would have maybe got me to understand how painful it is, maybe I would have changed my mind.
What is it? Is it the first time you bumped?
Not even. Like, I don't know if you can see. I have this scar in the back of my head.
Which one?
Ah, fuck you. Look, if I can show the camera.
Oh, yeah. We can see.
Scar in the back of my head. The big long one happened in Mexico. I hit the ring post. Mm. Like, I was sitting in the corner, hit the ring post, sliced it open, and the doc came, and the match is still going on, and it's towards the finish, and the doc's like, hey, it's really deep, Sammy, you need to come on. And I see, like, oh, where I'm gonna come in and whatever. And so I'm like, fuck you. And I slide in, I super kick, shooting star, 1, 2, 3. And then I go to the back, and then he's like, you're gonna need stitches. And I'm like, nah, just tape it up, man. I don't want stitches. He puts his finger like maybe that much in my head.
Oh.
And then he takes a picture. He's like, this is my finger, man. It's in your skull. God. I can see your skull.
I'm touching your brain.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I can see your skull.
Yeah, that's what he said, man. And I'm like, oh, shit, stitch it up. Stitch it up. But, you know,
were you not worried? Like, I'm in Mexico. Maybe I don't want to get any treatment.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, man, I don't know if this is sanitary. We're literally backstage. Yeah. I don't know. Luckily, shit, I'm still here. Or this is all
a
dream.
You just have the scar on the back of your head.
Yeah, unfortunately. I was pissed. At least it's not the front, you know?
Yeah.
At least the back.
Is there something in wrestling that hurts way more than we would assume it hurts? Or when a guy's like, we're going to do this spot, you're like,
everything. Like, so people will be surprised because they see me do all this crazy stuff in the ring.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, but wait, why is he bitching about the bumps or whatever? It's like, I'll do it all because I'm crazy, but man, I could also just not, and we could just like work the crowd, you know? chops suck most of the time. What else? Oh, man, there's so much. I remember the first time I took Mike Bailey, you know Mike Bailey or no? He gave me like the shooting star knees to the back.
Uh-huh.
I thought those were going to suck. So those weren't so bad. Oh, wait, I'm kind of killing this thing. They suck so bad. No, I would say the things that look really badly most of the time aren't so bad. But the things that look like, what was that? Those most of the time hurt the most.
I'm always, every time someone does a high risk maneuver, like off the top rope, you always land them so flawlessly.
You know.
Of course. But I'm always like if you rotate just a little bit too much or not enough, and we've seen it happen before,
mm-hmm.
you know, like someone gets knees to the face or something.
Oh, man, you're bringing back PWG memories. Poor Phoenix, Ray Phoenix. I did a 630 and landed on his knee. Oh, that was so awful. Accidents happen, you know.
Of course.
My defense, he did kick me literally in the air. Like, he super kicked me and my body went off the air. So I could have been concussed and I'm not really seeing my equilibrium, whatever that's called, is off.
Equilibrium?
There we go. Dude, you got to save me, man. You got to edit that.
Do you speak Spanish?
Sí.
Like you're fluent?
I don't speak
Spanish. Really?
No.
I just assume, you know.
Guevara, man. Yeah. Some people are going to be pissed off at me. I'm half Cuban, no Spanish.
But you were born here.
Yeah, my dad was from Cuba. And I've been going to Mexico for 7 years, but no Spanish.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's because my parents are divorced. Okay. So I didn't grow up with my dad. So that's why I never learned it. I grew up with my mom, who's white. So that's always my cop out. I'm like, no, look, it's because my dad's not around. Like, that's what it was.
But you do a good accent, though. Yeah.
You know, I try, brother. Oh, fuck. My career's over now. He's, what is it called? I'm stealing the culture vulture, like what is it called?
Oh, cultural appropriation.
He's appropriating.
That's a big phrase.
Dude, thank God.
How much did things change for you when you did Brandon Rogers' YouTube channel?
Oh yeah, that's
so
my
many
boy.
People wanted to ask about that.
Yeah, Brandon Rogers, man. That was so wild too, because I just was watching his videos for a long time, and then I saw he had a Facebook, but not like one that you can't message him. It was like a normal one. So I was like, oh, I'll message him. And I sent him my like highlight video. I'm like, hey man, we can make a cool video.
Wow.
He contacted me the same day with, and he's like, here's my number, call me.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was like in July 2016. And he's like, hey, we can do it this weekend or whatever. I'm like, oh shit.
And you guys went down to Muscle Beach, Venice
but
Beach.
But look, that happened.
Did he fly you in?
No, no, no. Look, so we were planning on doing it, but then something happened. He's a busy guy. I'm booked. And so we didn't end up doing it for like 8 more months. So it was like February 2017.
And you're like, this is never going to happen.
Yeah, I was like, ah, this guy's full of shit. He got my hopes up. And then I'm going there to LA to wrestle. And I was like, well, he lives in LA. Let me contact him and see if he wants to make this happen. And he's like, can you stay for a couple extra days? I'm like, for sure. For sure. And yeah, we did it. Went to Muscle Beach, like you were saying. We got kicked out of Muscle Beach.
Yeah, they don't like people filming there.
Yeah, because we came at the worst time, because there was people taking pictures for like a magazine, like a big magazine. And they're like, these guys paid us $10,000 to be here. Y'all aren't paying us, so get your camera out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was whack. But yeah.
Did you have the vlog at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you made a vlog about it.
Right, yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
That's right.
See, and so like afterwards, yeah, to this day, I still get comments. Like,
I'm sure.
Literally last night, I showed my girlfriend, like, look, and it was like 2 minutes ago, I came here from Brandon Rogers. So, oh, and someone stopped me at the mall like just a couple weeks ago, which was ridiculous, because I'm walking past this guy's staring at me, and I'm like, what the fuck is this guy staring at? Like, do you want to fight? Like, what the fuck? And and so I'm walking, have my headphones in, and then he, like, all of a sudden says, Sammy! Sammy! Like, yelling. And
was he trying to suck the life force out of you?
Dude, maybe. I get a lot of those comments, too. He lost. Oh, he should have sucked the life force out. But then he runs, and he's like, hey, you're Sammy Guevara. I'm like, yeah. But I always ask this question, because I'm never sure where people know me from. Is it YouTube? Is it wrestling? Is it Brandon Rogers? So I'm like, where do you know me from? And he's like, you did a Brandon Rogers video. I'm like, yeah.
But that's one of his like top 20 videos.
Yeah, it's got like
maybe top 15.
Almost 10 million views right now.
So that, okay. So, you know, if people are saying, if there's comments in your videos came here from Brandon Rogers.
Yeah.
People can leave comments on your vlogs saying, I came here from CVV.
For sure. Go do that. I want to see how many people
and
I got.
And let me know.
Let
Sammy know.
I'm going to try to get this vlog that I'm making right now up around the same time you make that, so you can comment on the newest video.
So as soon as you're done watching this,
yeah,
you can watch the vlog, which will be linked up below, where you can subscribe as well.
That's right.
You can also subscribe to me down there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There it is again. Wow.
Wowzers.
But the noise and everything.
Wow,
that's
man.
Crazy.
That's some good editing right there.
Yeah. I think one of the other big things people always talk about is, I didn't see it, but I heard it was really good.
Yeah, bro. Like my last video, that was ridiculous. So many people are like, I didn't see this vlog, but I heard it. Good stuff. I'm like, I didn't think that was going to catch on at all.
But that is kind of a phrase backstage.
Yeah, that's what happens. Because like a lot of times we're busy, you know, dealing with our match. And then some guy will be like, hey, did you watch my match? And it's like, nah, man, I was busy doing this. But if you heard the crowd, and sometimes the crowd's reacting really crazy, it's like, I didn't watch it, but I heard it. Sounded cool. Like, I'm sure it was good. The crowd's just really drunk right now and doesn't know what's going on.
It is tough, though, at indie shows to, like, have a bunch of guys peeking through the curtain.
Yeah.
Without, like, drawing attention away from the match.
Oh, it's so bad, because sometimes, like, at AAA or these big shows with these big arenas, I'll go and I'll just walk out. Because I want to get these arena shots with all the people in them. Like, and so sometimes people recognize me and they're like, hey, send me a picture. I'm like, I can't. I want to take a picture of you, but I can't. Because
what a dick.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, if I take a picture of you, the next person, then it's going to be this mob of people when they should be paying attention to the ring. And so it's funny. At Double or Nothing, I did that. I went to the top and some people noticed me and stuff. I went to the top to get the arena shot. Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be able to keep vlogging?
Yeah, I don't see why I couldn't. So people ask me this a lot. They're like, is the vlog going to stop when AEW goes to TV? I don't see why it'd stop. It's really just another avenue to promote AEW and like to show more people, you know, I don't know.
But they might go, well, don't show this.
Yeah, like it may change a little bit. Maybe. I may not be able to like, I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good with it as it is. Like I don't really break the kayfabe, as it's called, or whatever.
There's a couple times, like on your last video, when you like you put the camera on one guy, he's like, "What are you doing, man?"
Yeah. Oh, I love doing that shit. Sometimes I just put the camera on people, and then I'll ask them afterwards, because I'm like, not everybody wants to be recorded. I'm pretty respectful when it comes to all that. Mexico, it's a pain, because a lot of guys wear masks, and so it's like, I gotta really watch what I'm recording.
Oh, sure, sure.
Because if I'm recording here, and some dude's not wearing his mask behind me, they're gonna be pissed off.
Do you have goals for the YouTube channel?
Hell yeah, 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at 28,000 right now, so we got a ways to go.
I think we can maybe help you out there.
Yeah, that'd be... Whoa, is that another thing?
What? Whoa. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Is that just more work I just added for you?
Yeah.
We'll just...
Okay, I have to look at all these time codes. Yeah. Okay, this one's at... Okay, all right.
You're like writing it down. Like,
yeah, seriously. 100K?
100K.
Do you have a time of when you'd like to accomplish that?
Less than a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I think that's very doable if you did it by next August.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to put things in perspective for you, my YouTube channel started in 2011.
Oh, shit.
I got the 100K last August.
Ooh.
Okay.
And
so
you're at 200 now, right?
And I'm about to be 200.
Okay.
So if it took 7.5 years
right.
to get 100 and then another year to get the next 100.
That's good.
So I think that, you know, what are they saying, like, business? The first million's the hardest?
It's the hardest, and then, yeah, I don't know the actual saying.
I don't know.
But I know what you're saying. I, like, was confident. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Fuck, what
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, that's the thing that's that people that say. Yeah.
Man, I heard that. I didn't see what you were talking about, though. Yeah, nah, less than a year, I want to hit 100K, and then we're aiming for the million. Really, I want to surpass being the elite. That's what my whole goal is.
Wow.
It's going to be a tough task because, like, you know, it's just me. Like, I'm the main guy in my vlog. It's not like I got, like, five people in it. So it's really like I'm trying to convince people
in
me.
But you're going to be seeing the same people every Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can start to build something with that. You know, if you need, like, a guy who holds microphones backstage.
Oh, snap, dude.
You know. There you go. Chris Van Vliet.
Hey, what's
holding
up?
The mic backstage.
Tony Khan.
Tony Khan could be a character on your vlog.
I don't think he wants to be.
Yeah, he really wants, and I actually really respect that about Tony.
Yeah, no.
He wants to be behind the scenes.
Right, that's wild.
Because I asked him that when I interviewed him. I said, everybody else who's ever had a role like yours in the wrestling world is on camera at some point. He's like, no. We have the best talent in the world. We hire them because they're the best talent.
Yeah.
I'll do everything behind the scenes.
That's really cool. That means like he's not like this egomaniac guy. He's like, I need to be seen.
This is also one of like, what, 3 or 4 jobs that he has.
Right, exactly.
Also crazy.
Wild stuff. He's such a cool guy, which I remember the first time I talked to him, I was just surprised. I was like, oh, he's like a normal dude pretty much, and he's a freaking billionaire.
And he's so down to earth.
Yeah.
He's also like, I feel like a real compassion from him. Like when you talk to him, he's like genuinely interested
in
what you have to say.
That's what always like, I'm like, man, he's either a really good worker or he's just a really genuine person, you know?
Well, he's never worked a match, so.
That's right. But hey, there's a lot of workers backstage who never worked. You know, I don't know. No, he seems like a super cool dude. And so I remember when I was talking to him, I was like, man, this guy's a billionaire and I'm former Whataburger employee. Like, what is this?
So do you like Whataburger better than In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, hell yeah. Get out of here, In-N-Out.
You're from Texas, so I guess that's the answer.
I don't eat Whataburger no more neither. I used to eat that every day. And now I'm like, it's all trash. But
there's like, that's a real thing. Like people were talking about this, you know, Chick-fil-A and Popeyes thing.
Yeah.
Whataburger and In-N-Out is a huge...
But to go to the Chick-fil-A and Popeyes thing, I'm like, oh, cool, this has a better chicken sandwich. It's all freaking fast food. It's all garbage, man. Yeah. You're killing yourselves.
When you have to eat on the road, what do you eat?
I'm talking shit, but I need to eat better myself. Man, I love Brazilian food. That's what I love.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in Mexico for Triple Mania, I didn't eat no tacos, none of that. I looked up Brazilian spots, and I went and took an Uber over there.
Well, I landed here with my dad. We're going to the Astros game
tonight. 22nd one, right?
It's very exciting.
That's wild.
And we're like, we didn't have a ton of time before you were coming to the hotel, so we just ordered pizza, which
Hell
is sitting
yeah.
off camera.
Man, I hope I never eat pizza again.
What?
How
dare you?
Nah, look. So I've always been really good with what I'm eating. I haven't eaten that in like a long time. And then the UFC, whatever one was in June. I forgot what big fight was happening. But either way, I was watching it, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna order a pizza. I haven't eaten bad. I ate the whole damn thing. And then that night, I threw it all up. Thought I was gonna die.
What?
I don't want to ever eat it again now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I,
that and nachos. I don't want to eat nachos no more neither.
What's wrong?
I ate those in Mexico at the airport. But it was at this nice restaurant.
Huh.
And then I got like food poisoning. And I was right. So I was back home throwing up. The next day, I got on a flight to go to Canada.
So you're done with them.
I hope. But, you know, never say never.
It's just, it's tough to eat on the road.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, now that I got this AEW money, maybe I can eat better. We'll see.
Well, I want to thank you again for coming here.
Man, you're always welcome, dude. The pleasure was always yours.
Okay.
What a dick.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, honestly, I do appreciate you having me on here, man.
No, and thank you. I appreciate it. I reached out to you and said, I'm going to be in Houston.
Yeah.
I kind of took a chance and said, are you going to be here? Because Booker T's not in town. So, no, I'm just joking.
Dude, I don't even wrestle for him. I only wrestled for him back in like 2010, and that's it.
I was like, you know, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking the time. And we'll put it down there. Well, this will just be a link this time.
Yeah,
though.
Just the link. We don't want to add more edits for you to do. if you want to get the cool shirt, he's wearing SammyGuevara.com.
Modeling up.
That's right.
Do the pec pop?
Yeah, do it. Oh, snap. Look at that. The shirt gave him that power.
That's right.
It can give you that power,
too.
Man,
this shirt's so hot. It's like on fire.
Dude, literally.
Man.
Oh, my God. Let me.
Oh!
Jesus. That's fucked up, bro. Hell yeah, man.
Thanks. Well, there you have it, my friends. Thank you so much for checking out this chat with Sammy Guevara. He calls himself the best ever, so, man, I guess that makes this the best ever podcast. If you enjoyed this, please take a screenshot, tag me, tag Sammy. Let us know what you thought about this, and it would mean so much if you subscribe to my YouTube channel. We talked about that quite a bit in this, I guess. Subscribe to Sammy's channel as well. His videos are awesome. He spends a ton of time editing them. They're both worth it. So if you have, you know, a couple spare seconds today or perhaps right now, it'd be awesome to throw us a subscribe on there. Things are getting really interesting in the world of wrestling. Man, what a year. 2019 is going to be one of those years, like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're going to look back and go, man, the landscape of pro wrestling changed a ton in 2019. And we're all part of this, whether you're someone who interviews wrestlers like me, whether you are a wrestler, whether you're a fan, also like me. We're all part of this in some sort of way, and it's super, super exciting to be part of this. Thank you so much for checking out this chat. Big thanks to our sponsor, MyBookies. Head to mybookie.com/bluewire to sign up. Of course, use the code CHRIS15 at greenroadsworld.com to get 15% off your CBD products. Also, thank you to Samson Technology for making us not sound like this kind of podcast. Right there. You know what I just did there. Yeah. SamsonTech.com is where you can check out all their stuff. So I'm heading to All Out in Chicago this weekend. If you're heading there as well, it'd be awesome to meet you, give you a high five, and just say thank you for checking out the show. Thank you for being with me on this journey, whether it's on YouTube or whether you've been listening to the podcast for the last 2 months. I just want to say thank you. And if you're not going to be there, I want to say thank you to you right now. I appreciate you wherever you're listening to this, whether it's in your car, whether you're at the gym, whether you're at work and you're supposed to be doing actual work, but instead you're listening to this. I really appreciate you. I've got some big interviews lined up for All Out. I'm excited to share them with you. I can't wait for you to see. So you got to subscribe to this to make sure you don't miss any of them. I always leave you with a quote. And this one has been one I've held with me for, well, since the start of my career. So the last maybe 15 years or so. You can interpret this in so many different ways. If you want to make your dreams come true, the first thing you have to do is wake up. It's a quote from J.M. Power. There you go. Go crush it this week. If you're in Chicago, I will see you there.